You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
That's right. Welcome to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I got to thank you so much for tuning in. This is your girl, Kia D, holding it down. I am your host for the evening on this amazing Wednesday night show. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and put out our disclaimer. Our Wednesday night disclaimer is put your kids in the bed. Put your kids in the bed, okay? I want to make sure that, you know, we this is an adult After the Lights Go Out talk. No, we're not raunchy. We're adult-like. So, but we just want to make sure your kids are in the bed on this incredible Wednesday night. Chilling, this is adult time. Go ahead and get you a drink, a coffee, a water, whatever you feel you need to have in your cup or your glass tonight. It's going down, okay? I hope y'all have eaten because you're going to need something on your belly because I'm telling you, this interview tonight is on and popping. This young man, I have literally wanted to get him on since 2013, and tonight it's 2020, y'all. It is a woo-wee. I'm telling you, it's on and popping tonight. I couldn't wait to interview this incredible young man all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, joining me virtually tonight. Well, he's audio tonight. I'm audio. He's audio tonight. It is an extraordinary young man. He's a soul and R&B singer, but he's way more than that. He's an artist that is about love and life and passion. Listen, everything is love. Love everything, love everybody, love all. Do you hear me? That is what he's all about. And we're going to talk to him tonight about his latest EP. That's right, Weekend Lover. We're going to talk to him about that incredible song. And we're going to talk to him about some more stuff tonight. Please help me welcome the extraordinary and the amazing Mr. Ra-B. What's up? What's up?
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey, hello, beautiful people. I am amazing. Amazing. You say you've been trying to get
Yay.
Me since 2013?
Listen, there was a concert that happened back in 2013. I think it was January because it was around my birthday. Myron Ruffin invited me. Right? And
uh-huh.
It was Chocolate's concert. It was Chocolate's concert. And you were there with
in Seattle?
Soul Child, Anthony Davis, absolutely. And I was like, oh my goodness, who is this Ra-B? Brandon Thompson there. Listen, I was like, who is this Ra-B? I need him on the show. And look, 2020, do you hear me?
Yes. I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. Listen, won't God do it? Won't he do it? Okay.
Every time.
Listen, you have done some amazing things in your incredible career as an R&B and soul singer and artist and writer. And I'm sure you have produced a lot of your projects as well, if you know what I'm saying, because you're an all-around type
mm-hmm.
of artist. Let's talk about not just Weekend Lover. I want to go back to the beginning. I want to talk. We're gonna end up at Weekend Lover, but I want to start at the beginning.
Okay.
As a young boy growing up, you know, in ATL, did you know as a young boy that you would be featured on stages and singing at concerts and performing in front of thousands of people?
As a young boy, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I knew I liked to sing, and I knew that, you know, I was really the only one that sang in my family. I come from a small Pentecostal church in Atlanta called the Temple of God. It's my grandfather's church. And, you know, whenever it was time for a solo, Ra-B, where are you? Time to sing. Family gathering. Ra-B, where you are? Sing us a song. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I knew I liked to sing, and I was a family entertainment, but I had no idea that I was going to be doing what I'm doing now, you know what I'm saying, at all. I was really nervous.
Absolutely.
Really?
So do you feel like growing up in church, singing in church, do you feel like it really prepared you for singing in front of people that you know, they go to church, you know what I'm saying, but you ain't they not in the church atmosphere at that moment?
Right. Kind of. I know in church really inspired me to, like, pull from a place, you know, to give purpose to my singing. You know what I'm saying? So church taught me how to feel, like, and honestly connect with the source and with an audience. You know what I'm saying? But I just thought that was what, you know, I as a kid, like, you heard people on the radio, but you didn't think, like, I was like, I have no idea that I knew that I could be one of those people that I hear on the radio or something. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it wasn't until seventh grade when I was coming home from school one day, my dad was like, do you want to be in a singing group? And I was like, I guess so. I don't know. I like to sing. He's like, okay, cool. Because, like, a guy that works with me at my job knows L.A. Reid. He has three guys that he's talking to already. He wants to add another guy and sign them to LaFace Records as a boy band. I was like, all right. So long story short, I went and I sang for L.A. Reid and for Pebbles. He loved me. And it seems like it's too good to be true. But, like, it's like come home from school. Then the next week, I was signed to LaFace Records, and I was in rehearsals, and there was TLC, there was Usher, there was Outkast, there was Goody Mob, there was Tony Braxton. I'm like, what in the world is happening? You know what I'm saying? And that lasted my middle school career, college career, and middle school and high school, and then the group dismantled and everything. That was all good, you know, because I was still nervous and shy. And when it was time for me to sing in the studio, I guess since it had happened so quickly, I didn't even know who Robbie was. You know what I'm saying? You're a kid, so you're just trying to figure it out. You're whisked into something just happening so fast. People telling you what to sing about, how to dress, how to look, and all that stuff. I was just like, okay, I go here, I go there, I sing this, I sing that, but I had no idea of just no sense of who I was. And it wasn't until I went to college and met a director by the name of Freddie Hendricks, and he asked me to join his theater company called the Freddie Hendricks Youth Ensemble, that I knew my life had purpose. I'm here to make this world better. It's not about, like, what you wear or the materialistic things that make you have value. It's you before you put all that other stuff on, and you give that purpose. And, you know, and that's where I met Donnie from the color section. And Donnie was like, listen, I don't know where you from, little boy, but – you can sing, and I want you to tour with me. And that was in 2003. He had me touring the world with his Color Section album, and that was the beginning of, like, all of this, like, all this soul music stuff that I know. You know, it's all I knew was mainstream America before that.
Wow.
I know this is crazy. I'm trying to go fast, girl.
Oh, no, listen. I love it. I love it. The world is loving it right now. I'm telling you, amazing. Listen, we need to hear stories like this. You know what I'm saying? A young man grows up,
yeah.
You know, just going to school, just doing his thing, just trying to thrive and survive and gets an opportunity. You know, nowadays, mm-hmm. you got to come with the 500,000 likes already on Instagram before they will even look at you. Back in the day,
they don't even care if you got talent. Who are talented? Okay, well, how many followers you got? You know, how many views you got on YouTube? They don't even care how you sound. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Listen, do you feel like that?
Back in the day, it was about talent first. It was about talent first.
Listen,
you
had to be able to walk into L.A. Reid's office and sing your heart out and prove a point. I'll never forget back in the day, we went to this. I was a little girl. I was probably about 12, 13 years old, and Kirk Franklin had – I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, where Kirk Franklin's from. And he had this huge event where he was looking for singers at this church. And listen, if you wasn't coming with it and singing, he didn't care how many followers.
Listen.
He didn't care if your mama and daddy was there. He didn't care if aunties and uncles were there. Or how can you sing? Sing? And he said it. Can you sing? He said it in the mic.
Right.
I'll never forget it. A lot of folks sat down after
make
he said
your
that.
Laugh.
You know?
Absolutely, because they could sign you with all that. But, I mean, I don't think you'll last a long time if you can't. If you can't at least sing or perform or something, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you'll be around for a long time. I mean, you may make some quick money, but I don't think you'll have a long career. Like, if you look at the people that are still around, there are people that legit, in my opinion, have, like, talent. Like, you're Beyonce, you're Tina Turner, you're Tony Braxton. Like, yeah, I mean, like, it's people that are really super talented, like, for real. But, hey, I don't know. It's crazy now. I just make sure I stay true to quality performing, quality singing. So, well, let me stop saying that shit. I mean, because I just do my thing. Hopefully people like it. I want to stay humble.
You talk, though. That's real talk. You got to do your thing. And let me tell you, there is a vibe for everybody. There is a piece of a song, a piece of a music, there's a piece of a note. Your music for absolutely everybody.
I say that all the time.
It is. Weekend Lover, I'm telling you, it gives you an 80s. It literally takes you back. Matter of fact, I saw the video and I was like, OMG, he took me back to the 80s.
Thank you.
It was seriously, it was amazing. Your dances were great. The faces, you know, the facial expressions, everything was just great. You know what I'm saying? Your vibe, your moves, everything was on point. It was just good. It was great. It was a fun video to watch. You know, sometimes things just don't look, you know, they bland, they boring. Your video was extremely fun to watch. Yeah, it was. It was fun.
That's shout crazy. The song was produced. Say again, I'm sorry.
No. I was just giving your producers, writers, and directors a complete shout out. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, no, the team was crazy. Like, the song was produced by my friend Slim Wade. He's a new producer here in Atlanta, and he's very instrumental in the Love Renaissance camp over there with Summer Walker and Black and a whole lot of, like, amazing artists in the industry today. So, like, when he presented the track to me last year, I sat on it for, like, about a year because I knew it sounded good, but I just didn't know what to say. You know, I just was like, God, this is so good, but I just don't know. I don't even know what to sing. But it wasn't until I met this writer from D.C. Named District Kirk. And he was new to Atlanta, and a lot of times, you know, like we were just talking about, like, unless you have all these followers or have this big, you know, reputation before people meet you, like, most people just kind of give you a side eye or whatever. But me, being from that old school, like, are you talented or not? When I heard this man singing at the Apache Cafe, I was like, listen, I don't care if I never heard from him. I don't care if he don't got no online presence like that. This man is talented, and I want to work with you. So me and him, you know, got together, started having these writing sessions, and we wrote to the track, and we wrote Weekend Lover. I called up my friend Homeboy to direct it with S2S Productions. And all of my friends are artists. Like, most people have, like, you know, I don't know what kind of friends that other people have, but all of my friends are either singers or dancers or actors or stylists and makeup artists, wardrobe, I mean, everything, choreography, like everything. So everybody in that video was a friend of mine, you know. So it was just like a big family reunion. Like, I knew everybody. We were just partying and just having a good time.
And that's the reason why you could tell it went. Yep. It came through the screen. I will tell you that. Absolutely. You can see the love and affection. Slim produced Better Life, didn't he?
He absolutely did. Like, everybody wants to work with Slim now. Slim is like, he is that highly sought after producer right now. So I'm just blessed that, you know, we have a great relationship. And it's crazy because I think it's like, that's, you just never know, like, who's going to pop. You know what I'm saying? So, like, me and Slim have been working together for a few years now, and he has another band that he's in as well called the Band of Brothers, which is another band here in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, we've performed together at South by Southwest, but we always just have each other's back. If I have my shows, like, they'll play for me, and, you know, if they need something, I'll come perform or I'll whatever. Like, and it's just, we all are coming up together. And when you do that, like, it's just all of a sudden everybody's just at the top. you know what I'm saying? But we've been working together since down here in the trenches, you know what I'm saying? So, like, he's super talented, and I'm just glad that the universe allowed our path to cross.
Yep. Isn't that crazy?
Kind of like how you hear, like, Gladys Knight and all them tell out in the story or Diana Ross, and they're like, oh, Smokey, he was just lived over there in the hood with me. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is with being Slim. We were just chilling here in Atlanta, and next thing we know, we all at the Grammys together. So I'm just ready for it to happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for you. If you are just tuned in around the globe, we got a shout out to India. I think it's in the middle of the night over there, but shout out to y'all because y'all are tuned in tonight. Thank you so very much. Of course, everybody in the United States. Like, they get jealous when I don't give the United States a shout-out. I can't give y'all a shout-out by state, by city. There's too many of y'all. But thanks for tuning in tonight. And y'all, listen, I have a very, very special guest with me tonight. He is an incredible soul and R&B singer. He grew up singing in the church. And then his dad came to him with an incredible opportunity that absolutely changed his life. The extraordinary Robbie. Listen, your name means master teacher and most high God. It's Arabic, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Absolutely. It's an Arabic name, and my grandmother's Muslim, and my mom's side of family is Christian. I always tell people that I am the love that blends the two, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Wow. Wow, absolutely amazing. There's power in your name, and I know you have to walk in that light every single day. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
You know, your story is about life and love. Your story is about passion. You speak of that in your album. Weekend Lover is a little different. It's one of those things where it's like, hey, I just want you for the weekend. But I do know a little bit of history about that album, and I do know that love actually inspired that album. I'd like to talk about that, if you don't mind, the inspiration behind the album and, you know, putting the words to paper. You know, were you nervous when singing these particular songs, especially because it is something that's so personal to you?
Well, you know, like when I started my career as a solo artist, I went in the studio with my friend Reggie Crosland, and I just wanted to just sing anything that came to me. You know what I'm saying? So when we finished that project, it's called Robbie the EP. It was a bunch of love songs, but really with no purpose. I was just kind of just singing them. You know what I'm saying? And people loved them. People really liked it. And I didn't want to get pigeonholed into being just an R&B artist, because like coming from LaFace Records, it let me know that they wanted you to be exactly what they wanted you to be. You know what I'm saying? So during that time, I only thought that since I was a black guy that sang, all I could do was sing R&B and present myself in this one way. You know what I'm saying? So once I started my career as an independent artist, I was like, you know what? I want to do what I want to do. I want to explore these other layers, these other colors. So I was like, I want to experiment with rock. I want to experiment with all this other stuff. So I came out with these other EPs that, you know, they had all these other elements that people, I don't know if a lot of people could relate to it, but I didn't really care because I was just being an artist. I wanted to just create and do stuff that I could feel. You know what I'm saying? But I've done that for a while, and it's great. And I know that I want to inspire and reach masses. And the way you do that, you have to give people something, in my opinion, that the masses can relate to. You know what I'm saying? So that's good that you want to talk about what you want to talk about, but if the majority of people can't relate to it, it's just cute that it selects a few and you kind of just become this novelty kind of artist. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So with Weekend Lover, I was like, I want to take it back to the beginning where I'm talking about love, but I also want to give it that a bigger purpose, like I did with these other experimental songs I was doing. So I was like, yeah, I want to talk about partying. I want to talk about sex. I want to talk about all that. But at the end of the day, when you talk about that, I want to still lead people to love and not a life of self-destruction. You know what I'm saying? So with Weekend Lover, the EP, because some people think it's just a single. I don't know why. I guess because I took it back to the old school where your single is the same name as the full project. You know what I'm saying? So the single and the full project is called Weekend Lover. But Weekend Lover, when you listen to the single, it's like if you listen to the beginning of the song, it says, every day is a new choice. We make our beds and we lie in them. Who do you want to lay down with? Choose wisely. So in this song, the man is telling, or whoever, the character is telling the person, listen, I just will hook up on the weekend, but I'm going to be, what I admire about this person, he's like, I'm being honest about it, so I'm giving you a chance to choose. I'm not trying to sneak. I'm not trying to do nothing on the side. I'm not trying to play with your feelings. I'm being upfront in the beginning. What I have is good. You're going to love it. But I don't want to be in nothing serious. Choose wisely. You know what I'm saying? And so they do their thing. But little does he know, on this particular weekend when he thinks he's just about to hit it and quit it, he has connected with somebody. He's connecting with this person on another level of consciousness. Like, they are inspiring him and elevating him just spiritually. You know what I'm saying? It's not just a physical thing anymore. So on Say We, that song is just talking about how, like, I've never met no one like you. You made me want to jump up in the air and stay there. Salute to Erykah Badu. Like, you're making me vibrate higher. You know what I'm saying? So then it goes to the song. It goes to the song Touch. So now during these moments of intercourse, it's not just a physical thing. We're having like having a tantric experience. Our souls are intertwining. So by the time that Sunday come around and to get back to the week, he's like, listen, I don't want you to go nowhere. What I am experiencing is genuine love. And I think I want to be with you forever. And the last song on the EP is called I Love You. And that's what I want to do. I like honoring my grandfather, honoring my parents, honoring who I am at the core, who Robbie will always be. I want to always lead people to love in my art. I don't care if I'm talking about sex, partying, all that. Like, you can talk about it all, absolutely. But at the end of the day, I do think for me, I can't speak for nobody else. For me, I want to always lead people to love and to bettering themselves and to moving forward and always being progressive. So, yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
A young man named, you're on the song I Love You. You have a young man rapping. I think his name is Cantrell. Extraordinary lyrics. I love you. It's awesome.
No, I love Cantrell because, like, you know, there's a lot of rappers out here, but Cantrell, he really like put some meaning and some thought into his lyrics, and he recently had a big interview with who is it? Oh Lord, I don't even know the name of it. I think it's Genius or something like that. They do these big interviews with big celebrities, and Offset like interviewed him, but Cantrell is really doing his thing, and he's a crazy skater, too. That's crazy. Like, one of my shows, he came and rapped and skated at the same time. He's crazy. But, yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Wow.
It's crazy because Atlanta, like, if you're outside of Atlanta, most people think all Atlanta has is, like, trap music. But we have, like, rock. We have, like, jazz. We have folk artists. And I'm talking about black people, you know? You know what I'm saying? So there's just, like, so many brilliant artists here in Atlanta. I'm just honored to be working with Cantrell and so many other dope artists.
Yep. I love it. You know, I heard an artist, his name is Lucky Day. I heard him do an interview a couple months ago, and he was talking to, actually it may have been a year ago now, but he wrote a song called Roll Some Mo, and he said that was the only song regret he never wrote. You know, he was like, I wish I never wrote it. I wish it never came out. And it was one of the biggest hits for him, but he wished he never wrote it. You know, because it talks about rolling some mo, you know. And he didn't want that to be the image, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that he left behind, you know, quote unquote. Do you feel, even though that's the song I heard, when I heard it, I was like, oh my goodness, I love that song. And I fell in love with Lucky Day because of that song. And I hear a lot of people saying that same thing. Do you have any song that you've ever written in your career that you say, you know what, I hate that song. Oh, I hate, I wish I wrote that song. I should have never put that song out.
I don't think so because that was where I was, and that was where I was in that place, you know what I'm saying? And I'm fine with that, you know what I'm saying? I've grown. I think that's cute. Now, if I was still in that place now, then that might have a problem. But and honestly, I don't even have a problem with, like, Roll Some Mo. I mean, I don't, listen, as long as you don't let the weed and stuff, like, control your life and stuff, listen, be responsible.
Absolutely.
And if you're a person that can't smoke like me, because I can't, then leave it alone. But if you can, cool, but don't let it, like, distract you from, like, carrying out your purpose and, you know, and functioning, you know. And then if it does, then that's a problem, you know. But I don't see nothing wrong with that. And Lucky Day is a brilliant person. I was hosting Afropunk, I think it was last year, and I was the MC of one of the stages, and he was performing. And he was one of the nicest people, one of the nicest artists performing. So yeah, I ain't got nothing but love for Lucky Day. And he's one of the newer artists that I feel still have that genuine talent. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just some, like,
right.
It ain't just some talk. You know what I'm saying? He sounds exactly like he sounds on the record live. Like, he's brilliant.
Right. Brilliant artist. Absolutely. You know, now nowadays, you know, the music sounds different. You know, soul and R&B, you know, it's one of those things that catches the heart, and it keeps us going. You know, that's how your music is. You know, it's one of those, no matter what, you know, genre of music comes out, no shade on anybody's music that is out right now, but soul and R&B is just one of those, it's timeless. And your music, Robbie, is extraordinarily amazing and amazingly passionate and definitely timeless. I know that
you
are known for being an inspiration and extremely passionate and an outrageous artist. And I know that you embrace being an outrageous artist. A lot of people, you know, have a hard time doing that, but you actually embrace being outrageous. You know, how is that for you?
Well, in the beginning, it was scary. In the beginning, because I remember I wanted to, like, you know, I've always been, like, sensual and sexual, but I just didn't know how to do that in front of people. I guess because I was from the church. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very – off stage, I'm very conservative. When people meet me in person, they're like, oh, my gosh, we think you, like, you would just be, like, wow, you know, just rah, 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 like, in your face. But I'm just kind of, like, to myself, quiet, you know what I'm saying? But on stage, it's just, like, everything goes. So – my first time on stage, when I tried to perform, I tried to cover a Prince song, and I think it was called, you know, the song, "We'll Break It Down." I don't want nobody else to hear the sound. That song right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to, like, hump on the microphone, and the microphone's pinned, and I was just so embarrassed. I was like, oh my gosh, all these people are looking at me. But it wasn't until, like, because I always tell every artist, like, look at your shows, like, record them, look at them. See what worked, see what didn't work, and, you know, build upon that. So looking back at that, I was like, listen, when I go back out there, I'm not going to try to be Prince. I'm not going to try to be – I'm just going to be myself. I'm just going to be free. And I told myself, this is my stage. You know what I'm saying? This is my home. If anybody's going to be uncomfortable, it's going to be the audience. I'm going to do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And there's no limits. So, and that's how I started, like, in my intro. I started, like, doing a introduction at the beginning of my shows. I was like, welcome to the show. This is Rabi, a world of no limits, boundaries or stop signs, everything goes, all that good stuff. And once the energy is given to you, it must be given back. So I just set up exactly what the hell is going on, you know what I'm saying? So I let them know, listen, I'm about to do my thing. You either come with me or you let's close your eyes, go home, one of them, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to do it, you know what I'm saying? And from there, like, people started leaving the show and talking and, like, Rabi does this and Rabi does that. And I started having sold-out shows, like, all over Atlanta, all over the country, like, going up to New York, sold-out shows in New York. And I just do my thing now. I don't care. I do not care. As long as I know I'm inspiring people when they leave their show, they know they can do and be anything in life. I want people to look at me and be like, that boy is so fearless. He's amazing. If he can do it, if he can, like, be so willing to surrender to, you know, his craft, I can go here and be the best teacher I can be, the best hairstylist, the best chef, the best librarian, the best whatever, the best me. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I want to, what not want to, that's what I do, like, in my shows and in my art. So, yeah, that's what I'm here for.
And extraordinarily challenging.
It wasn't easy.
I absolutely know that for a fact. It was not easy. He started in middle school, and he has been grinding ever since, ever so strong. An extraordinary man, an amazing powerhouse, soul and R&B singer, Rabi. Listen, do you have any final words for the listeners, the fans, the supporters, the donators, the buyers, all that good stuff?
I just want to let people know that this is the age of artists, marries, consumer or supporters. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the artists and those that support them. Like, that determines how far an artist will go. You know what I'm saying? So I'm nothing without the support of my beautiful people. That's who I call my supporters. I don't call them fans. I call them the beautiful people, because if an artist or if a person connects with me, then 9 times out of 10, that person is a great person. You know, I'm serious. It's like, they love themselves from the inside out. You know what I'm saying? When I say beautiful person, you know, I ain't talking about the outside, because, like, it's a bunch of pretty people who are ugly as hell on the inside. I'm saying that you are beautiful on the inside. You are that thing that made me connect with the writer I was telling you about. Like, I didn't care, like, if his name was Beyonce or Bonquisha from the hood. Like, if you're talented, you're talented. If you're amazing, you're amazing. I don't care. Like, I want to see your light on shining from the inside. So I'm nothing without the support of my beautiful people. Tell people about my music. Download my music. Tell your friends. Add me to your playlist. create your own playlist, send it out to everybody, to you, play it during your weekend experience with your boo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just appreciate everybody's support. I'm nothing without y'all's support. That's where it starts and ends. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would have to say. Support my music. That's what I would say.
Where can the listeners, the Robbie lovers, the Robbie lovers find you on Instagram and Facebook? Or where would you like us to follow you at?
Yes, well, I'm on Instagram the most. That's Robbie Raw, RAHBIRAW. But I'm also on Facebook as well, Robbie Raw on there as well. And if you go to my website, hellorobbie.com, HelloRahbiraw.com, that gives you the links to just everything, to, you know, where the music is, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, all that stuff, YouTube. Check out the Weekend Lover video as well. That's on YouTube. Just search Robbie Weekend Lover. Let me know what you think. I love y'all so much. And I talk back online. You know, some people don't talk back to their followers. I don't know why, but I talk back to my people because I love y'all. Listen.
Hey, I love it.
Talk to me.
An amazing down-home artist that loves his people. I absolutely love it.
The beautiful people,
I'm telling you, I absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Mr. Robbie, for being here with us tonight. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me and giving me a platform to express. Listen, we in this thing together.
Absolutely. Whoop, whoop. I cannot wait to get you down here to Dallas. Hopefully 2021, we're anticipating doing some amazing concerts here in Dallas and Louisiana, Arkansas, and a couple other places. Yes, and I'm telling you, you are on my list of artists to bring to Texas and rock out and have a good time. So I'm super-duper excited. And even if we do something virtual, even if we did a virtual concert, we will definitely be in touch about that. Shout out to the incredible Myron Ruffin with Unlimited Wealth Entertainment, who hooked this interview up tonight. I love you, Mr. Myron Ruffin. You're amazing.
Oh, yeah. Myron is the GOAT. He is the GOAT. He makes things happen.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Listen, Robbie is connected on so many levels, but most important, he's connected to you. Make sure you check him out on Instagram, Facebook, his website, all over, and check out that new incredible album, the single Weekend Lover. We have it right here, right now. Thank you so much, Mr. Robbie. We will get you. We're going to get you back on again next year, but we're also going to ensure we get you on that virtual concert.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good night. This right here is Weekend Lover. Absolutely. Right here on the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Hot Topics.
Every day is a new choice. We make our beds and we lie in them. You want to lay down with? Choose wisely.
Met you on Friday. Picked you up on Saturday. Sunday night you calling me over and over and over again, telling me that you're ready, ready to rock me steady, rock steady. I got you so. Should've never let you taste my love, my love. Damn right I wanna see you again, but I'm not ready for no love affair. Still you ask me what is happening, when I told you that my heart wasn't there. I handle business on the weekday, but you can have me on the weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
If you wanna be my weekend lover, it's gonna be hard to leave. Take it from me, from me, from me. Take it from me, from me, from me.
If you wanna be my
weekend lover,
Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. You guys just heard from the extraordinary soul and R&B singer Rob B. Y'all check him out all on Instagram, Facebook, and his website, Extraordinary Artist. Right now, we're going to bring in our Hot Topic panelists. We have, of course, the amazing Mr. Big Joe. What's up, Big Joe?
What's going on with you? How you doing?
Life is lovely. Life is lovely. We also have the most incredible and amazing, the most handsome, Pete Smiley.
What's good? What's good with you?
What's good?
What's going on, Pete?
Ain't nothing, man. On these ones and twos, brothers, you know.
Holding down. I'm telling you, you're doing an amazing job. Shout out to Pete Smiley, Director of Operations. Also, production engineer, holding it down, doing an amazing job. We truly appreciate him, real talk. Listen, we're going to get right into these hot topics. We ain't gonna hold everybody long tonight, but we're going to get to it because I'm a little concerned. You know, I heard that the House voted today to pass a short-term funding bill to avert a government shutdown and at the end of the week, buying more time for negotiations over the sweeping legislation to keep the government funded along with additional pandemic relief. The final vote tally was 343-67. Now, the stopgap bill is known as a continuing resolution. It will extend the shutdown deadline from Friday, when funding is currently set to expire to December the 18th. So funding is set to expire on Friday, and it's going to take it until December the 18th. If it goes to the Senate next for a vote, okay? You know, I don't know exactly, guys, what's going to happen, but it looks like at this point in time, they pulled back on funding for stimulus checks so they could, the Democrats, just to appease, I guess, the Republicans allegedly, so that we could at least, individuals who have unemployment could at least get additional unemployment. But right now, there's no new stimulus check in sight. I do have to get both of y'all's opinion on that, you know, just to see how you feel. Big Joe, I'll start with you first. You know, right now, people are really, really suffering, Big Joe, like for real, for real. No, it's not, like, not funny suffering. I guess this is a mess.
I don't know. Again, trust God. You know, that's going to always be my answer. Trust God. Don't put your trust in man. Who's to say? We don't know. It's a hard one. It's a hard one. It seems like right now we have both parties fighting against each other, and we still have COVID going on in the midst of all of this. I really don't have an answer for you here, other than to trust God. That's the only solution I have.
It's so sad that we just can't come together for the good of the people. You know, at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. You know, people need support. People are on the street. People are dying. You know. People need funding. People need, you know, the jobs are, you know, not hiring, and, you know, restaurants are shutting down, and you know, businesses are closing up. You know, people need some help right now. And right now, all we are getting are adults sitting in the forefront of everything who have the controls, quote unquote, that are saying, you know, just arguing for whatever reasons. P. Smiley, I want to get your opinion on that as well. You know, how do you feel about that?
I mean, like honestly, like Big Joe saying, like, you, at this point, you know, there's nothing per se we can do except for to, you know, have faith and hope and trust in God to, you know, believe that, you know, whatever they're arguing about, you know, they can just come to a conclusion and just look and see the bigger picture. That, you know, we got a lot of people out here, you know, dying, and these cases are now increasing. And, you know, they, you know, people are losing, you know, income and stuff like that because stuff having to get shut down. So, I mean, that's what we all hope they would do, you know. But, you know, only time will tell at this point.
You know, only time will tell. Only time will tell. T. Smiley said it right. Do you know anybody right now, Big Joe, that is, you know, I mean, on the brink of, ooh, giving up, you know, because times are so tough right now?
I know a few people that are in a hard spot because of the situation. I know a few people that job has not reopened since the COVID, haven't been able to go back to work, and really just hanging in there by a wing and a prayer.
Wow. Yeah.
But yet through it all, God still provides.
Yet through it all, God still provides. Do you hear me? Wow. And it's such a blessing. A lot of people have gone through some crazy things. They've been through a depression. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we haven't, but people in the past have, you know. And you know, I don't know. I can't compare it. I wasn't there, you know, during that time to compare the two. But, you know, and at this point in time during the depression, there wasn't, for some, there was zero to eat. You know, right now we at least have resources. We got food banks and stuff we can go to. So I guess we can't compare. The depression definitely, I'm sure, was worse. But anyway, I know a lot of people that are truly suffering and just looking for a way out. Definitely gut-wrenching right now. I got a friend of mine who's looking to invest in Bitcoin. Do you guys know anything about Bitcoin?
Just a little bit about it, not a whole lot. It's steady going up and down, isn't it? The value of it is steady going up and down, up and down. It's not staying at a steady value yet, is it?
It's not staying at a steady value. It is going up and down. But, you know, I heard it was something good to invest in. You know, I'm not a Bitcoin person. I'm not a, you know, I don't really know, you know, what it all means. I definitely need to get a Bitcoin expert on here so we can figure out, because I don't want to miss out. If, you know, if it costs us $100 to invest, let's invest this $100, you know, so we can make some money. You know, I'm just saying. I didn't know if you knew anything about it. T. Smiley, do you know anything about Bitcoin?
No. I was just going to say, I don't know anything about it, but I've seen a lot of, you know, what you call it, advertisement or whatever the case may be on Instagram. And I didn't, you know, it's kind of one of those things you look at it and then you see people, you know, talking about it, you know, saying how much money they made, thus, this, and that. But I don't know. I'm like you, kid. You might need to get somebody on here to kind of give us some information on that, you know.
When I first heard about it, I thought it was an MLM, multi-level marketing kind of thing, you know. So I heard about it years ago, but I didn't jump on it. You know, I was like, no, I ain't jumping on that. I don't, let me see how you do first, and then I'll jump. You know, that's kind of how I did it. But, you know, it's all good. So, Big Joe, T. Smiley, I do have a young man that I want to tell you guys about. He actually was at home during the school hours with a 7-year-old little girl, and they were the 7-year-old little girl was in her room, and she was doing her class, her Zoom class, and they had gone on a break. The Zoom class had gone on a break, and the first grade teacher told the student to cut her computer off and cut her camera off. Well, the 7-year-old first grader, she forgot to do that. She was in an online class, and she forgot to cut off the computer screen. And an 18-year-old young man, I think it was her cousin, comes in the room, and during this class, while she was on break, and the camera is still open and running, and students, I think, begin to maybe come back and assemble into that online classroom. And the 7-year-old first grader had her lips wrapped around the 18-year-old's private part.
What?
That is correct. And, you know, right now, right now, because things are so crazy, and parents don't have a choice but to leave their kids at home with adult cousins or older cousins or, you know, older brothers, so on and so forth, you know, and they don't have that refuge, they don't have that place to go to, school, where they didn't have to deal with that, you know what I'm saying? And I hear administrators at the school talking about we need to get these kids back into this school immediately. We got to get them back in where they're safe here, so on and so forth. You know, do you agree with that statement, Big Joe? Hearing what I've told you today, and T. Smiley, I'll start with you. Go ahead.
Oh, man. You know, despite the pandemic, after hearing that story, you know, if that was your only option was to leave the kid at home, you know, and not knowing the situation, but leaving that kid at home, you know what I'm saying? But then you hear this information, you know, I take my chances of going to the school, man. Take them to the school, you know, and because you got better protection there. You got because of everything going on there. Is everything is getting sanitized, everything is getting, you know, they're on top of the protection regarding the safety and health of the kids. So that would be a better environment that I would go to, but, you know, that person would have to be, you know, 6 feet under.
I'm telling you, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Big Joe, I need to get your thoughts on that.
I definitely agree with you as far as with these schools and they are trying to do better as far as cleaning and as far as to keep the germs safe. However, the problem with this is what happens if she goes to school and that same 18-year-old does it once the camera's off at home. The school does not solve that problem. Realistically, nowadays, you can have cameras in your house 24/7 recording, running straight to your phone to where you can see what your kid is doing in each and every room. There are ways now we can better protect our kids in our home than we can in school. I think it's time to utilize some of those tools so we can better control and watch our kids while they're at home with someone, excuse me, with someone that is watching them. We can watch the person that's watching them. We now have that capability. We have it to where you can see it on your phone instantly once somebody comes in the room. Now it's time to utilize these tools.
Absolutely it is. 100%. You know, they put in place some great things in the schools to make sure that we are safe and the students are safe. And, you know, if you're comfortable and you do not have the ability to to keep your children at home, you know, and the school is, you know, I get it. All schools aren't like that, so you have to make sure that the school is clean and the school is taking precautions, so on and so forth. All schools aren't like that. Pack your student up a lunch so they don't have to eat in the cafeteria. I don't even know if they're still doing cafeteria food right now. I don't know. I'm sure they are because kids got to eat. But anyway, neither here nor there. We got about 4 minutes left. I would love for you, T. Smiley, to close us out in prayer. We had an amazing guest tonight, R&B and soul singer Robbie. We've got an amazing guest coming up on y'all's show on Saturday morning, Jeff Bradshaw, singer Jeff Bradshaw. Y'all will be interviewing him on Saturday morning, so be ready for that, 10 a.m. That's going to be fun. On Monday evening at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have an extraordinary singer, Mike Burton. Actually, he's a saxophonist, Mike Burton. And then next Wednesday night, we have, again, featured on our After the Lights Go Out radio show, Kia Michaels, the beautiful singer Kia Michaels, will be with us next week. So we've got back-to-back-to-back-to-back shows and interviews and fun stuff and all kind of amazing things coming up for you. Make sure you check us out on Instagram under We Talk Radio. Actually, just go to WeTalkRadio.com. If you go to WeTalkRadio.com, you can link up with us on all of our platforms, Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, all that good stuff. We love, love, love the company and the likes and the everything. We just completed the third annual Heels on the Movie Heel Charity Shoe Fashion Show, and it was absolutely superb.
Yeah, yeah.
Go check that out at WeTalkRadio.com. You can go to Heels on the Move to Heel, or just type in Heels on the Move to Heel under WeTalkRadio.com and on that website, and you'll be able to see that video. Or you can go to our YouTube page, We Talk Radio Network, all one word, We Talk Radio, second word, network, and you can find it there. Or go to HeelsOnTheMoveToHeel.org. Go ahead, Mr. T. Smiley, if you can close us out in prayer. My friend, my boyfriend, my love.
All right. Father God, we thank you for just another day, God, the way you promised to us, God. We thank you for just our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for all the many blessings, God. We thank you for just protecting us, God, throughout this pandemic, God, keeping our family safe, God, keeping each and every loved one and friends, God, safe, God. We thank you for our children, God. We thank you for We Talk Radio. We thank you for Heels on the Move to Heels. We thank you for each and every one of these shows, God, that we go forth, God. And, God, we ask that you just be with us throughout the rest of this week, God, and bring us back on Saturday, God, at 10 a.m. for the Cave Radio Show. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Big Joe. Y'all can check Big Joe out as well on Saturday for his show, Mind, Body, and Soul Radio Show, 6 p.m. every single Saturday night. And, of course, the Cave Radio Show. You can check out both Keith Smiley and Big Joe and the crew on at the Cave Radio Show. 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. All right, Big Joe. Big Joe, I want to say thank you again to you and your incredible team of coworkers and friends and family that brought together some amazing donations for Heels on the Move to Heel Charity Shoe Fashion Show. I got to thank you for that, brother. Great job.
No problem. No problem.
Absolutely. We want everybody to have a blessed and amazing night. And thank you again so much for tuning in around the globe. It has been a treat to be with you tonight. Thank you and good night.
won't let you down. Just give me a chance and I'll climb. Put in work from uptown to downtown. Come around, I bet I'll smile and frown. Come again, cause that's just my style. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.